from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, we got some Grizz roster news, Jason.
Good.
We have a waving.
Figured that was coming. Zaire trade.
Oh, this is no good. Who are we waving?
And we have an addition. We have an addition. Mm-hmm. So there's a subtraction and there's an addition. The subtraction is, and this should come as absolutely no surprise to anybody that was watching Summer League, Trey Jemison. Trey Jemison is gone. He had a very uninspiring Summer League, I would say.
I think we cut him yesterday.
It was just announced. Was that? Okay.
No, I'm just saying you and I.
Oh, us.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
You guys got him
we
first.
We actually had the conversation.
Yeah. Yes. Breaking
we
it
let
for
him
them.
Go first.
Yes, exactly.
Y'all cut him.
Well, the Grizzlies have officially waived him now.
They followed.
And they have replaced him with Jay Huff from the Orlando Magic, the 7-foot big there who was the G League Defensive Player of the Year in 2022-2023. He was with the Magic in the Summer League. And I will say, I think it's actually a much better fit for the Grizzlies. He's bigger. He's got a little bit more offensive game, better defensively than Trey. I mean, Trey really struggled in Summer League. You just have to say. Like, if you watch those games, like, he just did not. I mean, Khalil Ware gave him the absolute blues, and that's a rookie. You know, that can't be the case. I know he was a first-round pick, but you're supposed to, you know, have a little more to say about that matchup, and he did not. And so, listen, I know Grizzlies fans get so attached to these players, you know, and things like that, but Trey was extremely limited. He's undersized, just not good enough, right, as the backup big or even emergency big option. So you upgrade there, I think, with Jay Huff. I don't know if you had some words you wanted to say about Trey, but I will cede the floor to you if that is indeed the
no,
case.
We closed the case on Jemison yesterday. Now, I would like to talk about Jay Huff.
Well, what about him?
Because you seem real high on him.
I like Jay Huff.
Didn't you hear when John started talking about
kind of perked up.
When he said, but I will say.
Kind of perked up.
That's when you know John's
like
about to say
replacement.
Something. But I will say.
He's tall.
And you could hear it coming. Is this my Edie backup for the season?
He's your emergency big, I think.
Oh.
Is he really going to be, is this a guy that's going to be on the roster?
It's a two-way. Two-way.
He's taking the two-way
at
Jemison.
Yeah.
So you can use him, and this is going to be what we do, break glass in case
correct.
Of Zach Edey emergency.
And Zach Edey and the back and the whoever is backing him up emergency. Like they would go Brendan Clark at the five over Jay Huff if Edey got
hurt. You don't do it. But haven't we learned that you don't put Brandon Clark next to Jaren Jackson to start? Haven't we learned that over the years that Brandon Clark is better coming off the bench?
Okay, well then Santi. They'd put Santi at the four and Jaren at the five over this guy playing the five. They would come up with some combination.
Yeah, I realize that's okay for get through. But
yeah.
Again, like we've said, I still feel there. You know, it's so much on Edie when you want to go big in a league where I believe you're going to want to go big more in a Western Conference where you're going to want to go big. We've seen how being big with this offense with the, you know, this Ja Morant-led offense, you need a high-octane, when you can, rebounding big next to Jaren. And I just think you're going to need it more than right now the roster set up to be, especially if Edie rolls an ankle, is down for a significant amount of time. Then we're back to Jaren being a five and us figuring it out next to him. I just think that is a path to being, again, a rebounding team that is in the 20s. You are not winning in the West. I don't care if it's with Ja back and Bane back. I know those guys make a huge difference, but you have got to get back to being a dominant rebounding team, and it seems thin behind Edie. I realize there will be long stretches where you're going small, and Jaren is at the five. This organization is dead set on seeing Jaren at the five. We saw it a lot last year, and there are times where it's great, and the matchup is great, but you have to be able to go big in this Western. We just saw it all playoffs long.
Yeah.
Minnesota, Dallas went big at the trade deadline. They used two bigs, Gafford and Lively. Like,
yeah.
You know, so much is riding on this rookie, you know, on Zach Edey,
mm-hmm.
who, oh, by the way, just, you know, rolled that ankle twice in two games.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't tell you, I mean, it's not DEFCON 3 or anything, but wouldn't you feel better with a little bit of depth? And if you're telling me that Jay Huff is in on a two-way, I guess I feel better about him
than
Jimison.
Yeah, exactly right. There you go, dude. I mean, just relax a little bit, man. He shot 62% from the floor, averaged 17 points a game in summer league, you know, 36% from three, 80% from the 78% from the foul line. You know, I just don't know really what you want.
That's the G League, man.
That's summer league, bro. That's summer league.
You said he was G League Defensive Player of the Year, and summer league he played well.
Yeah,
that's two different levels that don't necessarily translate whatsoever.
I mean, Trey Jemison wasn't going to translate either.
No, I would hope for better.
Well, I mean,
I was hoping for better. You're telling me this guy's good. That's why we're having the conversation. You're telling me it's good enough.
It's better than Trey Jemison in that situation.
I heard good enough. That's what I heard from you.
In that slot. It's an upgrade in that slot. That's all I'm saying. I don't know if, you know, I mean, I think his upside is higher than Trey Jemison's. How's that? That's what I feel very good about.
You know, Harrington talked about them wanting to be under the tax and sort of in position to do that now.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and then maybe once you're in the season and you see how things go, then you do what you say you've been willing to do, where it's going over the tax. But I'm just asking the question here: are we making decisions now based? Okay, that's the plan. Let's stay under for now, and you take a guy like, because you still got assets, John. Now you got a little bit more flexibility without Zaire. I realize some of that's going to go to Kennard. It feels like, but you know, there are things you could do, but.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's worth having a conversation that you believe Jay Huff is the answer, and I have some questions.
Yeah, but at any rate, it's a new day. Two-way in, two-way out.
That's a pretty good two-way player, though, that guy that won a G League defensive player. Of the
Jay Huff's he's 7'1". He's bigger than Trey. He's got, again, he's got a little bit of a three-point shot. Trey ain't got that. Trey's, like, just trying to... You know, that's
well,
his
I don't,
game.
I don't need my big standing out shooting threes because I already got Jaren out there. I want more of my Steven Adams type.
I don't think this guy's going to play.
I don't want that guy shooting too many of them at all.
I don't think this guy's going to play. That's all I'm saying. I really just don't believe you're going to see a lot of that from Jay. If he's playing a lot, something has gone terribly, terribly wrong.
All right, well, let me know when they get Kennard signed up.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.